This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At Big Iron. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. This is quite the show. Folks come from all over. My wife was flying back into town last night about 9 o'clock or so, and I was out at the Fargo Hector International Airport, and it was loaded up with folks coming from all over. And it was a beeline out of the luggage area right to the rental cars. I thought, hey, this is kind of nice for the North Dakota economy. We'll take this. People coming from all over, and they literally come from all over. I mean, internationally, every year, visitors, for sure, and of course, from a few states around as well. So, if you are headed this way for Big Iron, welcome. Glad you're coming in. It's a little wet after yesterday's 2-inch downpour, but it's not terrible. You can get around just fine.
The drought's over now, right?
Yeah, I think officially the drought is over. It is. I really feel bad for growers this year. It's just been one of those years where, you know, fits and starts, and obviously all the drama of the trade deals aside, you know, the weather conditions haven't been the best. Heard a horrible story the other day about somebody's wheat that they couldn't spray anymore, and the elevator said just leave it in the ground, and you know, you don't like to hear that at all. So that does worry us a little bit. I also hear a lot of farmers say this is farming. I mean, this isn't, you know, anything unusual. And I probably hear more of that than I hear whining, or, you know, and whining is probably the wrong word, because you'd have a right to whine when things are a little challenging like this. But you know what I'm saying? There's a certain part of the ag world that is never happy, just to be honest, okay? But I think the majority of the folks in this part of the world, they understand there's ups and there's downs, and I guess I get more of, hey, there's ups and there's downs, and is it perfect? No. Is it great? No. But, you know, this too shall pass, versus the it is terrible. I'll just ask you, that'll be my question of the day today, and you can call and tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd or me, 701-367-2054 for me, and 701-226-8503 for Todd. In a word, how would you describe the current status of your ag operation or farming in general? Just give me a word or two, whatever. I mean, I'm just curious, because again, I hear more people than not, even though it obviously is not great with prices, with, you know, conditions in many places, with the trade deals going on, you know, the uncertainty out there. More people than not, to me, sound positive. Say, you know, it's what we signed up for. It's what we're here to do. So, I'm curious. I want to know. You tell me. Big Iron is our location today. We are at the Butler Machinery Exhibit. I'll tell you how you can find that. If you are coming in off of 94, and, you know, you go just a little bit on Main Avenue to the east, you'll see the Big Iron Grounds. You'll see Bonanzaville. Right at Bonanzaville, just after that 15th Ave, you turn and you head south. And there's a number of parking lots there, and about the middle of the parking area is the last gate. Right inside that last gate, that southeast gate, is where Butler Machinery Exhibit is at. And we're going to be talking to the folks here today about Fendt and Claas and all the things they have. Really looking forward to that conversation coming up here in a little bit, so stay tuned for that. Also, besides our friends at the Butler, who help bring you our broadcast, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, they have got quite a day planned on Tuesday, October 8th. I don't know how I can miss this one, the Fettig Ranch. is going to be auctioned, a land auction, Dunn County, 2,414 acres. Check this out. Call them for a brochure, 877-700-4099. It's that famous ranch, the edge of the Badlands, near the Killdeer Mountains. It's just beautiful. I can't even believe it. Land like that would be available. A MacDon, the harvesting specialist, another of our sponsors, Intelligent Ag, North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk to the folks from Ellingson today about farm drainage, their trenchless contractors, Bushel Technology, PetroServe USA. If you're heading in, make sure you stop at a PetroServe USA. I mean, all those folks heading down 94, for instance, I would suggest a stop at Valley City. It's a good place for a break, and there's no better burger on earth than what they have right there. They also have PetroServe USA locations right near this very location, Cheyenne and Maine, and at Big Iron. So a lot of places for you to check out, okay? You do that. PetroServe USA, 21 locations. All right. Gene is the first to go on What's on Your Mind. Have you got a word for me or a couple of words to describe agriculture today or your operation today, your mood, how you describe it, Gene?
Pretty tough. Rush, yesterday, Scott, yesterday Rush Limbaugh was saying that farmers are prospering in spite of the trade war. Okay, let's forget about the trade war for a while. We've got fed cattle under a dollar. We've got wheat with falling numbers below 200. I'm hearing elevators won't accept falling number wheat under 200. Sprouted wheat is being discounted down to a buck and a half. And on and on and on. Okay, now we'll go back to the trade war. Scott, after World War II, who built Japan's economy?
Well, that is an interesting... That was, by the way, that is a whole interesting saga. When you look at, Japan was leveled. Japan was leveled, and Japan today is, of course, this economic engine that came back to life after a very tough situation, obviously, post World War II.
Yes, I remember being a little kid and going into the dime store, and if my grandma saw the little yellow Made in Japan tag on it, she wouldn't buy it. And then there's Saudi Arabia. Who made Saudi Arabia what it is today?
Or do you think we did?
We did.
I think oil did, actually. Maybe buying their oil,
but we needed
oil, and now we don't. That's why I love what's happening in the Bakken right now. We don't have to rely on Saudi Arabia anymore. We don't have to fight wars for it anymore.
Okay, who built China's economy?
We did 100% because we buy cheap stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you try and get somebody to buy. You know, if you want to buy Buzz Lightyear. For a grandchild, and you can buy one for 20 or the exact same thing for 40. Which one are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy the one for 20, and my grandchild has enough Buzz Lightyears already.
Well, I understand, but you just built China's economy. That's my point.
And remember when China would order all these beans? This is years ago, and they would cancel the order. And people will say, well, we're going to fix that. We're going to stop that. And then Trump comes along and tries to fix it, and everybody goes bananas.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't agree with you anymore, and he is fixing it. Now, I heard Rush yesterday. I just want to say this. I heard Rush yesterday, and I heard him say the farmers backed the president. I didn't hear him necessarily say they're prospering. He might have said that later or whatever, but he was saying, hey, these guys are going through tough times, and they're backing the president to fix this mess. That was the main part of his point.
But he also misstepped and said that farmers are prospering, and we're not. We're not.
No. I get it. And your word is pretty. And your word is pretty tough. I'm going to mark it down as pretty tough, Gene, because that's what I'm looking for. I want to know your mood. Appreciate that very much. Galen, Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi, just wanted to let you know I'm a landowner. I'm retired. I don't have a lot of land, but I've been renting it out for over 20 years. And we need to stay the course with our president, not because he's our president, but because he has the right plan in mind. And we need to be part of a team to do what's right in the world and what's right for the U.S. at the same time.
So you're backing him. How, just, you know, obviously that's going on, and that's a backdrop for what's going on, but you also have, whatever, the conditions you have this year, the, you know, the crop prices, everything else. So what would you say, I mean, compared to every other year, how would you describe this one?
This year, it's going to still depend on, there's a lot of money out there in the field. If it just dries up so the farmers can get to it. If it keeps raining, it's going to be really tough on them. But that doesn't have anything to do really with the trade embargo or with tariffs.
No, and that's kind of what I'm getting at, because I know the uncertainty of that stinks, but I think from everybody that, you know, I talk to on and off the air, the vast majority say, you know, rip the Band-Aid off, it's not fun, but you got to do it. And I'm just kind of curious with, you know, everything else, just the big picture, how you compare this year to other years. Is it bad? Is it that bad? That's what I know. Yes or no? Thanks, Galen. More coming up in What's
Ethanol
on Your Mind.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You know, MyPillow, in fact, is the greatest pillow on the face of the earth. Now, how can I say that? Because I sleep on one, and I sleep way better when I sleep on my pillow. I forget it. I don't do the Linus, you know, drag the blanket and the pillow thing through the hotel. I end up with somebody else's pillow, and it's like, I want my pillow. I just want my pillow. And Mike Lindell, the founder, said, Scott, you have great listeners. We want to take good care of them. So we have a special deal, up to 50% off on my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. The body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So it's a great deal. Just go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50%, including the body pillow, for $29.99 with promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Big Iron is officially underway. We are at the Butler Machinery Exhibit at Big Iron, and invite you to come on by and find us. You'll enjoy the wonderful lineup. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Chris and Dickinson had a comment about the previous caller, so I want to get him here quick. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. The previous caller misunderstood Rush. He was quoting an article from The Hill that had that headline about farmers prospering. And just a reminder to Dickinson people that voting for the bond referendum is today. Hang up in the short line. Thank you.
Got it. Well, like I said, I didn't hear him talk about the article, but I did hear him talk about the fact that he was amazed that despite the fact that these trade deals are being done, that so many folks are with the president. So, and thanks for the reminder on that vote. A couple folks have called about that along the way in our Dickinson audience. You have a school bond referendum vote today. Mark Mattson is the director of ag for Butler. Joins us now at our Big Iron booth. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you?
It's kind of an outdoor booth.
And, nice wet booth right now.
Exactly right. But I love being at the Butler exhibit every year for many reasons. Peanuts is one of them. And they're really good. The in-the-shell peanuts, they got them here. I've not yet started because if I do, I can't stop. But there's also some new things here. I'm seeing some green iron up front, Fendt iron. I'm seeing a unbelievable combine there. It looks like a spaceship, something out of Ghostbusters, for crying out loud. And the Kloss as well. So just give us a little overview about what folks are going to see this year at Big Iron.
Well, if you can come out here and tolerate a little bit of muck here and there, we had a great display here this year. A lot of new product, kind of a next step in our evolution as a dealer here. And with Butler Machinery, we have a lot of new product coming from Fendt with the new combine, a full line of wheel tractors. With the Fendt 900, especially kind of the new entry into our portfolio. And, of course, this year, too, we have the new Kloss combine out. A lot of new things, next-generation stuff on that product as well. So it's we got a great display here this year, and invite everybody to come on.
Tell me a little bit about Fendt.
Fendt's been around for a long time. Anybody who's been in the ag business, they're a very, very strong brand in Western Europe, right? Their home base is in Marktoberdorf, Germany. And we've been a dealer for quite a while, but it's pretty much been on the smaller tractors, loader tractor size machines that we have here too. But they've really made an impact and starting to make a bigger impact in North America with some new product that's more North Americanized. In the past, Fendt kind of they do things a little bit differently in Western Europe, and now we're getting more product that's more North American friendly when it comes to spacing on tractors or this combine that's out now, the Ideal Combine. Really a white sheet of paper design versus taking something that's been on the market for a while and just sticking more horsepower in it. So it's a pretty exciting time to be an AGCO dealer, and we're really proud to represent the Fendt brand.
And so Fendt is going to be a force in North America.
It will be. I mean, it's been around in parts of the market, North America, like the dairy areas, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ontario, Quebec areas. But now with some of the new product coming out and AGCO really trying to harness that brand, and that there's a lot of positive messages about Fendt, whether it's reliability, efficiency, and innovation. And if you get in one of these Fendt products, you will feel a difference. It's just like I would compare a BMW to a Chevy. It's just both are good products, but one feels a little bit different than the other, and we're seeing that with the Fendt product.
So this, I can't describe this combine, but it literally is unlike anything I've ever seen. What makes that combine unique from Fendt?
Well, again, it's a brand new design from start to finish. It's been in the works now. We've been a partner with AGCO in developing it over the last 6-7 years, and whether it's unloading capacity, that auger system you see there, which is second to no one, That's got a dual rotor concept inside. They call it a helix rotor design, which has some awesome throughput capacity. And when you look at the cleaning system inside as well, what we've been seeing so far is great throughput, great cleaning, minimal loss. And it's really there's more sensors in that combine than you can imagine, and it makes that thing almost run itself.
So the technology is a cut above even,
It is. From what we've had in the past, it really takes it to another level.
How about that Fendt 900 tractor?
You know, we've had the Fendt 1000 series for about 3 years now, and it's been spectacular as far as performance in the field. Customers walk out of it, I mean, their jaws are hitting the ground going, this is an incredible machine. But in some cases, the 1000 series was a little bit too bigger frame for most guys. And so the Fendt 900 is basically the baby brother, right? It's more of that 280 to 400 horsepower row crop tractor. The one we have here doesn't have row crop tires on because it's the only one we can get for the show. They're just coming over the pond right now from Germany, so this came straight from the port here last week. But we're pretty excited about it because it's really going to make us a better player in that row crop configuration, a little bit smaller frame than the 1000 series, which we've seen great performance on.
Let's talk about class a little bit here. The 8700 over here is gathering a crowd. They are really looking that one over. What makes that one unique?
Well, there's a couple things about it, right? I mean, Kloss has had a proven performance or proven design in that product for a long time, and now they just enhanced it. They got some different things they're doing inside, a little bit bigger APS system, a little bit more throughput capacity, new things into the cab. But the biggest thing really, one of the biggest things, is the unloading capacity, which was a limitation of the product in the past. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't as good as it could be. Honestly, and the other part is they're going to the Kloss color scheme now, right? Kloss has been involved in North America for a long, long time, but it's always been the yellow machine, kind of resemblance of the Cat and the Challenger brands on the Echo side. But Kloss now has kind of made the turn of page and gone to, hey, this is what our home colors are. We sell it everywhere else in the world in the Kloss green colors, and they've gone to that now in the combine.
What are you hearing from growers? What's the mood out there like right now as we head into the crunch time here?
It's a little all over the board. It depends. I mean, this weekend didn't help some of our small grain farmers up north. We got a lot of crop in the ground still, so you hear reports of some wheat heading out in the sprouting in the head, and so we got some concerns up north. But yields have been pretty good so far in most of North Dakota. We cover down in South Dakota, Nebraska. South Dakota is kind of a mess. It wasn't the start of the year. We didn't get much planted. A lot of PP acres down there. Nebraska's probably pretty good overall. North Dakota should be okay, but it's spotty. I mean, there's some areas we had bad PP areas. We got some areas that got way too much rain now. But I want to say a cautious hope maybe that things are going to turn around. We got to see some more improvement to the commodity prices, and we got to get the crop off. But if you look at the long-range forecast now, it looks like we might get some moisture or get some dry weather to get the crop finished off.
Mark Mattson's the director of ag for Butler. We appreciate being partners with you out here at Big Iron. A lot of fun to be at your location, and hope folks stop by and see us. Thanks a bunch.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. All right, more coming up from Big Iron. We're live and on location today. Tell me you stand for the flag, and I'll flip you a hat with the flag on it. That's right. That's right. Just stop and see us. At Big
What's
Iron.
It like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Berinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
The most productive combines in the world just became the most affordable. Harvest this fall with a used Gleaner combine from Butler Machinery and save with super low financing. You'll get 2.5% financing for 60 months on a used Gleaner combine. And that's not all. You'll get the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance with the grain-saving, fuel-efficient features of a Gleaner. Check out the used Gleaner combines online now at ButlerMachinery.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a special U.S. House election underway now in North Carolina today. President Trump was there last night holding a rally in Fayetteville in support of Republican Dan Bishop in that race.
He's facing Democrat Dan McCready, who says he'd be willing to work with President Trump if he won.
My hope is that while he's here, in addition to doing the rally, he will come and actually talk with people who are struggling with health care costs. Because if I have the honor of serving, I would like to work with the president on lowering prescription drug costs.
At that rally, President Trump said a vote for any Democrat this year would be a vote
for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
The House Judiciary panel today to consider some gun measures, including one that would restrict access to high-capacity magazines and also a red flag law. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Donald Trump was in rare form last night in North Carolina. And, you know, I think we sort of take these rallies for granted now. There's no president ever in my lifetime that could do this many rallies and have people show up. They'd be like, it's boring. You know, I was to my fair share of George W. Bush rallies. I was at a Ronald Reagan rally, the Hislop Sports Center in Grand Forks, 1986. I guess, which was phenomenal. It was great. I'm saying I've been to my fair share of political rallies, Sarah Palin down in the Twin Cities, but to do it over and over and over again is incredible. It really is. And Todd, when you introduced him last night, I the crowd went wild. So good job on that. Who needs Donald Trump Jr.? Todd, the radio guy,
right.
Introduce the president. So I wonder if folks saw that. Did you?
Yeah. I blinked and missed.
No. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, we have a little bit of the president coming up here for you, so stay tuned for that. We're live at Big Iron today, brought to you by Butler Machinery, Piper's Auction and Realty, MacDon, the harvesting specialist, Intelligent Ag, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Bushel Technology, PetroServe USA. Make a stop on the way here, any one of their 21 locations, and they have two in the neighborhood here, and Ellingson Companies, farm drainage and trenchless contractors. And we have a couple of the pros from Ellingson with us right now. We're going to talk a little bit about water management on the program today. If you have any questions for these guys about water management, that's welcome. 701-258-0550. So we have with us Corey Hagg. Corey has an area south of Highway 2. Did I miss anything? South of Highway 2? I wonder why I can't hear you anymore. It's because the wind blew your switch off. Yeah, say that again.
I'm from Highway 2 to I-94.
Highway 2 to I-94. And then John Kippen is here. And, John, you have north of Highway 2.
That is correct.
All right. So that's the turf these guys work with, folks. Now, I am a novice in water management. But I play an expert on the radio, right?
Well, of course.
And I'm having a hard time understanding why everybody wouldn't want to have it. Because if I have every inch of land possible to actually be able to plant and pull crop off of, that's going to be a good thing, right? And if I don't, it's just sort of wasted. So is it an investment? Yes. But the return on investment is pretty significant. Right?
Can be, yep.
Yes, it is.
What did I screw up there?
Nothing.
No?
Nothing at all. That sounds exactly like what we do. We're helping farmers improve their bottom lines every day of the week.
So is it just a matter of, well, it is the investment, you know, and like anything, you got to decide, do I want to make that investment or not? And when you guys are sitting across from folks, what are they weighing?
It is a very large financial commitment. That is probably the number one determining factor on what on a grower's decision on whether or not to install these systems. But the results are very predictable. It's an improvement almost every time, and it just gets better and better every year that you have a system installed on your fields. Our customers are many, and they're many repeat customers. That pretty much speaks volumes for what we do. The more they get into it, the longer better results they see from their fields, and it makes them want to invest more in, with us and invest in their own futures.
Let's talk a little bit about what you guys are seeing in your territories, because we were just talking to Mark from Butler a little bit about how things are so spotty out there. And John, you're actually dealing with a shortage of rain right now, right?
Well, we were up until about last night, yes.
That changed last night, huh?
It kind of changed overnight, and I'm hoping to see a few of my customers walk by the booth today, and hopefully they come down from up north. But, yes, we were experiencing dryness to a large extent right in the heart of the right in the heart of my territory, I guess, where there's a lot of potatoes, edible beans, and sugar beets produced in Walsh and Pembina counties. But
when you are dry, talk about the benefits of tiling, because it isn't just when it's wet. That's obvious, right?
Well, that's correct. And what people don't realize is that when it is dry, you can see a result because of the increased root growth that tile provides in the spring. Your roots tend to root deeper in the spring because they're not hampered by the spring moisture that's usually present in the soils, and the roots penetrate the ground deeper and insulate themselves from dryness by being able to pull moisture from more area because they're deeper.
Corey, how about you and your turf?
Unlike John's area, most of my area has been pretty wet throughout the year, as you guys know. I've spent most of the summer kind of looking at preventive plant ground, stuff guys couldn't even get into this year, so we've stayed pretty busy trying to get in there and fix up some of that stuff. And it's this far north, it's nice to have tiled ground. You get in a few days earlier in the spring and get that crop established.
A little less risk there.
A little less risk, yes.
Right, which is the idea.
Yes, a couple days in the spring extra can lengthen your season by 7 to 14 days in the fall, just by timing, not having to wait for a weather event.
Let's talk a little bit about the topography of the valley. The ditches have been
full?
Put jet skis in them, right?
Yes.
My gosh, unbelievably wet, full, the whole works. Are farmers using gravity systems or pump lift stations? What's happening there?
Well, about, I would say, 80 to 90% of the flattest part of the Red River Valley is going to be needing of a lift station. There's very few legal drains at the bottom of the Red River Valley that are going to be able to, are going to be very effective or able to use a gravity. You probably could use a gravity outlet, but when the ditch is 6 feet full of water, and that water will equalize pressure in your system and force it back out into your field, unless you have enough elevation relief to get that gravity effect where it's free flowing.
Yes, sometimes when the ditches are, just because you have a gravity outlet system or a system that could work by gravity doesn't necessarily mean it's the best option for your field. It may delay in the spring, like John was saying, the water can't get out as fast into the ditches with all the water in the legal drains or waterways. Basically, sometimes just having a pump can save you a week in the spring.
It's the benefit of having positive relief on your system at all times when you have a pump that's in operation. So the water is always moving through the system as it is able to.
And you guys at Ellingson have a unique system with servicing the pumps and how you manage that. I mean, talk a little bit about when you have pumps from Ellingson, some of the benefits there.
Yeah, all our tile systems, our tile systems come with a 5-year maintenance warranty and then a 20-year pipe warranty. And then our pump stations come with a full year service warranty. And then basically, you know, as long as that tile system is running and that pump is functional, we'll come out and fix it if you have problems with it. We have a full-time, three full-time guys that basically just kind of install pumps and service pumps and install remote monitoring on stations and things like that. So basically, if you have an issue, we can get out and fix
that's,
it.
That's obviously a big benefit to dealing with Ellingson. That's, yep. That's a team there.
It's one of our major advantages, I guess. We
see these guys have been doing this for a long time, by the way.
I believe the 49th year they've been in business. It'll be 50 years next year.
Yeah.
So
and so 50 years in water management, 20 years in the valley.
Yes.
And that expertise has been in Minnesota for a lot of years now, over here in North Dakota as well. And you know, Roger Ellingson is he's a legend in the business. He really is really down-to-earth good guy, and I've heard a lot of folks say a lot of good things about him. So I think that longevity in the industry is there for a reason. Now family-owned, you've got his son Spike living here, and you know, so I hope folks understand that part of it, important part of it as well. I'm going to talk a little bit about engineering here a little bit, something else I know zero about, but you guys can tell me. Because that's a very important part of this. How these are designed, how they're engineered. What's different about how Ellingson does that?
Well, I mean, we have a few full-time guys in the office that have engineering backgrounds that basically draw or have their hands on every single tile project we deal with. There's numerous factors that come into designing a tile project, from utility lines and elevation changes, gravity outlets, pump systems. I mean, there's 20 different ways to draw every field, even a basic straight-up field. So we spend a lot of time looking at soil types and what crop rotation you're on and things like that to decide, you know, how fast you should or what drainage coefficient you should put your tile system on, what spacings you should put your tiles, your lateral lines apart. All sorts of different things go into designing. We spend... you know, 70% of our time designing tile projects, and the other 30% is install. So, I mean, it's...
Oh, wait a minute. That's an extraordinary figure right there. So 70% is, you know, literally planning, yep. Designing, and then 30% the actual...
Yes.
Digging and, you know, all the other work. Wow.
Well, good planning promotes good execution, and that's kind of what we're known for out in the field is our execution is...
What's your favorite story?
About tiling?
Yeah. So you talk to a grower and say, hey, you know, I want to tell you a story about my friend over here and how it's worked for him.
Well, I've got a few cases where land had basically not been farmed for 10, 15 years, too wet every year. It's they put it to grass. They put it to CRP. Basically, we come in, tile, contract, and they've farmed it every year since, and they're growing corn, potatoes, all sorts of different stuff on it. And it's just basically the first time I was down at the farm, you could look out from their driveway and all you see is patches of corn, you know, 20 acres and a quarter seeded, the rest is just grass. So now I stand there and I just look at 160 acres of potatoes.
So you know, do a few years of production on that and you know,
doesn't take long to pay for it. So.
You're paying for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Can you do some tiling yet this fall?
Oh yes, we can. We can probably get done whatever a grower can dream up. So.
Yeah, especially if you got preventive plant ground still, or barley, or wheat ground, anything, yep. Anything early season.
Okay, I'm a little smarter now.
It might be. Guys are gonna probably struggle getting the crop off after this. This little bit of rainfall that we've had, and hopefully we get some good weather from here on out. So, because we don't, if it's raining, we're not be able to install projects as well. So
we need us an Indian summer, if I can still say that. I just did, so I'm not going to worry about it too much. Hey guys, thanks a lot, appreciate it. I learned a bunch, and I believe even more so that is a smart investment. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks.
You
God.
Bet. Thank you.
You. That's Corey Hagg, John Kippen.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Your Norway professionals are Juven Tours and Travel. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, and I had the honor of being part of two trips now over the last 4 years to Norway. And it is amazing. It is almost indescribable. The beauty you see there is unlike anything you see anywhere in the world. All together, the mountains, the fjords, the waterfalls, and of course, the people. And 2020 is going to be a great year for Carol and his team at Juven Tours and Travel. Call them now to reserve your spot on the Scandinavian Tour in May, the North Kvistfest Tour in May, the Norway Luxury Tour 1 leaving June 15th, or Norway Luxury Tour leaving July 20th, the Best of Norway Tour August 10th. And, of course, plenty of other destinations, including the South Pacific Wonders, in a trip coming up this winter in February of 2020. Go to JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com for all the details, or call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or 701-237-9000.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Texter says, on trade, we farm and ranch and support Trump's trade efforts 100%. He is working for us. We've had good years, but now prices are low. End government subsidies and large farms would stop overproducing at a loss. Interesting take. And I want yours. Just tell me how things are. Is it that bad? Because if you'd listen to some, they'd say it's bad. I don't hear a lot of it's bad, but I want to know. Is it bad? Is it good? Is it, you know, hey, I farm and these things happen, you tell me. 701, this is the text number, 701-367-2054, or your friend Todd the Radio God Mitchell, 701-226-8503. Beef jerky. What's not to love? Especially when it comes from Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats in Bismarck. They make breakfast links now, too. And they have Bessie's Best products. How about a quarter of beef for the winter months? Get your ribeyes and porterhouses for the price of hamburger. Say you heard it on What's On Your Mind, get a discount. 625 South Washington, right by Runnings and Dan's there on South Washington. Open tonight till 6. Get in there. Get some beef jerky. You're going to love it. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. 10 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. We are at Big Iron. We're having a good time at Big Iron. We're at the Butler Machinery exhibit at Big Iron. And everywhere you look is something that is worth a look. From that new class combine to the new Fendt Ideal combine and so much more. The Butler Compound at Big Iron is a place that's great fun for us to broadcast from. If you stop by and say, I stand for the flag. I want you to know, Scott, I stand for the flag. We're going to hand you a hat. It's on us. Got questions about ag equipment? The folks at Butler are the ones to talk with. Great partners for us every year at Big Iron. And we're talking ag because it's Big Iron after all, right? Here's a word from a listener. Farming this year, challenging, but we are thankful. See, that's the kind of North Dakota optimism I absolutely love. Larry Corretta is here, territory manager from MacDon. How are you, Larry?
Hey, Scott.
Nice to see you again. How you been?
Very good. Thanks.
What is MacDon?
Oh, we're a harvesting specialist company. We build draper headers for all these combines that everybody has here out on display. We also build a self-propelled windrower, so draper heads, auger headers, rotary headers. We build pull-type machines as well.
You're so darn good at what you do that you do it for other people too, right?
Yeah, we are an OEM manufacturer as well at times.
Meaning people put their name on the stuff you're building.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, well, that's a good sign.
Yep.
Because that's another customer that's probably pretty savvy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So everybody says they're the best. Everybody says they have the highest quality, the highest performance, right?
Yeah.
But your harvest equipment sticks out. Why? What makes it different and better?
Well, this year we're celebrating our 70th anniversary of being in business. The McDonald brothers started it back in, was 1959. So we've been around for a long time. We've endured a lot of the different ups and downs of farming equipment and farming cycles, and we stick it out. And then we build off of that. If we find an adversary or something that needs to be improved, we work on that and improve it.
What'd you bring along to Big Iron this year?
We have an FD-140 over there. We have a C-2212 corn head, and we have an R-116 pull-type mower conditioner.
What's special about that?
Well, the C-2212 Cornhead, this is our first year of having that machine out with the MacDon name on it. It was formerly out there before under a different name, but now MacDon's kind of taking it under its wing and going to promote it and improve upon it and get it out to the farmers and support it behind the scenes.
You got a C-2212C Cornhead?
That's the Cornhead, yes.
Okay, and then you have an R-116 PT mower?
Mower conditioner, yeah.
Okay. Heck of a deal. And then that FD-140, I've been told it's like, somebody said it's like a really good shaver where you get a closer shave.
It's our our flagship machine. You know, you can shave the ground with it. I've been told by guys that finally buy a MacDon header that they didn't realize what they were missing by not having that head on the front of their combine.
Londa told me that, actually.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. So she said it's a closer shave. You know, doesn't push or shove the ground. You get just perfect right down there.
Yeah, we have a mechanical float system on it. Plus, we can incorporate telling the combine when to raise and lower it off the ground as well.
What are your customers telling you about this year?
It's challenging. Like you just said a little bit ago, it's wet. The wheat harvest, some areas they are done, some areas they're not. They still have, 20% or more to go. Everything's late, 3 weeks behind probably, I think.
So we still got a chance to pull this out with some nice dry weather.
I think we got a good long range weather forecast this morning. Didn't we hear that we probably won't have a frost till into October? We need that. I don't know.
It'll be all right.
Yes.
But there's an endurance among growers here that is it's inspiring.
Yes. Yep. It's rough times, but yet they're still out there persevering and trying to get the crop in and farming for next year, too.
It's kind of farming, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Larry, thanks a bunch.
Thank you for having me.
Larry's the territory manager for MacDon, and you can find out more about them at MacDon.com or come find you. They'll be at the W25 to W29 location.
Yes.
You've got your map out. That's how you'll find Larry and the crew from MacDon here at Big Iron. Right?
Yes, thanks for having us, Scott.
Good to see you. Take care. Appreciate it. All right, folks. Talking ag today at Big Iron. Open up those phones when we come back. 800-228-0550. Talk about that or anything else you'd like. Next.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.